in my belly.
Anybody.
I'm just doing the act of mimicking a vomit. I almost vomit.
And Dawn.
This lifestyle. I'm ready to give out my home address.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
All right, a few emails to start the show, rad@radradio.com. First one is from Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Takes us back to the end of yesterday's show. And Brando, I didn't prep you, but I'm pretty sure we have it memorized. If you watch us live on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, which you can check in anytime and see what you missed or watch what you maybe have heard and went, oh, I've got to see Dawn freaking out about that because that's a daily occurrence.
Is it? I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. I'll do better.
But watching live gives you the chance to email in to the question of the day that we give you during the commercial break. And yesterday, Brandon was basically money or fame.
Yeah, which you choose and why.
And everybody chose money. And a lot of people wrote about the trappings of fame. Or the why would I want to be bothered by people and money? You can set yourself up, you can do other. And everybody were, and I said, look, you know, sign of the times, it's an indication of the type of people who listen to this show because there are a lot of people who would say fame. They're all over Instagram. Things like that. Now, while many of them are doing it for both, it's the fame, the likes, the hearts, you know, all the love, the comments that they endlessly death scroll through.
A new one over the last numerous years, you know, when you ask kiddos in your family or your friends, kids or whatever, hey, you know, what are you going to college for? Or what do you want to do with your life? And it goes from all the usuals that we've heard in the past.
Astronaut.
Right, yeah, doctor, lawyer, whatever. And then the last few years, oh, an influencer.
Yep.
Influencer. I'm like, who's going to be all the other careers when y'all just want to be famous and influencers?
I was just having a conversation with Nicole, my fiance, the other day. She's complaining because I'm working so hard, she says. And this person is making hundreds of dollars just to try on clothes from Amazon and give a 10-minute speech about what they like and don't like about said outfit on YouTube. It's ridiculous.
And I mean, the same thing can be said of it to go in a completely opposite direction, OnlyFans. You know, why am I toiling 10, 12 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week when I could quite literally take my clothes off and make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or just pose in bikinis or scantily
or
clad things.
Just sit there and eat.
Or go, yes, they don't make as much. So if you're not in for the millions, you're just looking to make hundreds of thousands.
Eating while naked.
That's
the charts.
Money maker.
That's ridiculous.
Well, these are still kind of difficult to obtain because if you want to be famous at these kind of things or you want to be successful at being an influencer, you still have to build up your audience. And that takes a lot of due diligence and work and marketing and trying to find the right people to watch your content.
I don't know if they know that, right? Everybody shut up. And I would make my comment. No, it's not true. I take complete issue with that. Have a 5-minute conversation with the guys from Tech to you about how easy it is. How easy it is to become a massive influencer. It is not hard work. It is not. It is so easy.
Well, that's such a burst the bubble for so many people.
It is. And it's more of the allure, which brings us back to the actual point. There's a thing we call the level of attrition. Eventually, look, go back to my most favorite quote. I don't know if I ever quote it correctly, but the movie The Incredibles, when the kid says to mom, after she tells him that he's special and everybody's special, and he looks at her and says, well, mom, if everyone's special, then no one is special. Mm. And that's exactly right. And we have fallen into this multi-generational attitude of everybody's a winner, nobody is a loser, everybody is special, meaning none of us are any of those things, which is not true in life. And eventually, if everyone's an influencer, no one has any influence. And that's where we're headed. And that will be the tragic downfall for the millennials and the Gen Zers who are headed in that direction and who are believing that they can live a life like that because of how easy it is to quote unquote become an influencer. How easy it is to look like you have hundreds of thousands. First of all, most of these influencers do not have hundreds of thousands of followers. I have 30,000 people follow me on Instagram. I could turn that number like that into $250,000 by 6:30 this morning.
250,000 followers?
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, 250,000 followers by 6:30 this morning. Instantly, that would get a bunch of companies to come to me and say, hey, will you wear our shirt? Hey, will you do this? Hey, will you do that? By the way, I could do that for less than $100. And I've gone through the whole thing. It's that easy. And that's where it starts. And that's how fake all of this is, which is why, again, I made the comment yesterday. You got a real insight into the type of people that listen to our show and what they're actually maybe pursuing and why they're pursuing it. But it brings us to a comment I made. Somebody, while they were talking about fame, and you know, they said something like, can you imagine what it would be like to have people walking up to you and asking for your autograph all the time, things like that. And I made the offhand comment. I said, yes, I can imagine it, you know, because I'm me. So Christine wrote it, and she said, Rob said he doesn't have to imagine people coming up to him asking for his autograph and stuff. How many times a week does it usually happen? First of all, I think autographs are over, aren't they? I
mean, it's a selfie now. Selfie.
Yeah, it's always, that's it.
It's always a selfie. Yeah.
Look, first of all, just to be clear, we've joked about it over the years at different times and different stages of the show. I never mind. My wife and I never mind. It's always great. I think the two funniest things about it is, first of all, your timing sucks. And here's what I mean by that. I don't care if you walk up and my wife and I are having a very nice dinner. Fine, whatever. That you guys pay for our lifestyle. Wonderful. Thank you. I mean, I'm at a business meeting with somebody important. And I'm at a restaurant where I know there's listeners. Like, I can see them. They're looking. They're pointing. And you don't come over.
You're like,
that's
come over.
I need you to come over. Rob, I love the show. So that this potential or current advertiser, I don't think Shelby Elias from financewithshelby.com has ever seen me meet a listener. Oh, he believes it because he gets the results.
You're like, why the respect?
Like, I don't know if I've been out with anybody more than Shelby. And we never get, and I know you. So there's that. The other side of it that I find funny is, before I just answer her question, are the ones, Christina and I always leave the house knowing at any time we could leave a listener, be in the right place, be in the right, you know, mindset for that, things like that. But you're not necessarily, we are now, trained to do that when you're nowhere near the major regional parts of your listening area, Northern California, Northern Nevada. Still would be in the Bay Area, things like that. But after having been recognized 3 times now in Hawaii on 3 different occasions, more times than we can count in Las Vegas, San Diego, you eventually learn, oh my God, they're everywhere. And so that's the other funny part. How often does it happen? Sometimes it doesn't happen for weeks on end. You go out and nobody says anything, and whether it's maybe it's my resting bitch face, maybe I look like I'm in a hurry, maybe those business meetings you don't want to interrupt. Other times we go out and it's seemingly endless. You know, my wife and I will comment, it's like, well, the maggots are swarming today. So there's no consistency to it in our areas. Some people, like real celebrities, Taylor Swift, Tom Cruise, you know the list. They can't go anywhere, anytime, ever.
Ever.
Even sometimes, you know, those goofy disguises they try to wear. Even then, they get, because the paparazzi sells them out. You know, we don't have that going on. We don't have people following us, tracking us.
They cannot say, oh, there was no one today that recognized me. Never.
Not if they left the home.
Exactly. The one that really threw me off, this was years ago when my husband was fixing the zoos in Texas, and I dropped him off at the zoo, and I go to the grocery store, and I'm in Texas, and I hear this person saying, Dawn, and I'm like, God, would that person finally answer? You know? Like, I'm not turning around.
You're giving the name a bad name.
And I'm continuing to do what I'm doing. And then finally they come over. They're like, Dawn. And I'm like, I got to tell you.
Did you have a moment where you questioned whether or not you were in Texas or losing your mind?
Okay, a second, because the first thing I always go to, it doesn't matter if I'm in the Sacramento area or the Reno area, the very first thing I go to, because it's like I almost forget what we do for a living. The first thing I go to is, oh, God, where did I meet you?
Oh,
whose
yeah.
friend of a friend are you? And I'm not remembering that meeting, right? And then it kicks in, like, oh, maybe they're a listener. Because I never want to assume they're a listener, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and in that moment, it's like they can't be. Right? For whatever reason, I'm thinking they can't be. I because I know, like, in my mind, there's no listeners here in this part of Texas. I dropped my husband off at the zoo. I'm literally in my pajamas, no makeup, hair up, because I'm going to run in this store real quick, right? Who cares? Right? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're like, are you a listener or have I met you? And they're like, we're a listener. And I'm like, oh my God, that's great. Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you used to live in the Sacramento or Reno area and you moved here. When did you move here? They're like, no, we're born and raised from here. I'm like, what? They're like, they just happened to.
They find us.
They found us.
Oh, the internet.
And I was like, yeah.
Oh, the wacky World Wide Web.
After that, I'm like, damn it, I'm going to have to put clothes on now.
another quick update, totally switching gears. Adam wrote in and said, the show mentioned the regional flavors of Lay's potato chips last week. Remember, they were coming out with flavors that are supposed to represent various regions of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He says, I finally found the West Coast-inspired flavor of crispy taco, and oh, my. They are absolutely worth a try.
Crispy taco.
It almost tastes like a ground beef style taco. I don't remember that being the West Coast style flavor.
Me neither.
What makes the flavor of a crispy taco? Is that just because they're chips?
Right. That's what I assume. So it tastes like ground beef. But I think that's just a new flavor. I don't think it's the West Coast flavor.
Sounds like they just took a taco seasoning pack and poured it into a bag of chips and shook it up.
Right, isn't it? It's like barbecue chips only with taco seasoning.
Smart.
Sounds good.
Did we? I feel like we did maybe bring that one up and laughed at like how no that taco that's not us.
All right,
why
I'll
are they
check.
Signing that to the West Coast and we got into a beef about that.
yes. Before we get too far into the show, yes, we are. If, again, regionally, we're primarily Northern California, Northern Nevada. We know that you're spaced out all over the world, literally. We have listeners that write us from Germany and London now and then, things like that, South Korea. But primarily, we're in the Northern California, Northern Nevada region. We are aware, yes, that the Sacramento Kings lit the beam last
That's
night.
That's right.
And we got a lot of emails about it and a lot of comments, and there's a story behind it as well. So I don't want to rush through it, but I also don't want you to think that, oh my God, why are they not talking about the Kings? So we will we'll do that in just a little bit. I promise.
Real quick, because you reminded me when you said South Korea, one of my nieces lives there because her husband does contract work for the U.S. Army, and sometimes she has bartended over on the base. And for whatever reason, the conversations go wherever they go, and she has met listeners.
Uh-huh. Whoa. They're
stationed there.
Also yesterday, I don't remember why, and I don't remember if it's important to the story, but we did get to the discussion of, that Dawn told before, the fact that she is left-handed, but she does so many things with her right hand. It literally goes back to a fairly, to some of us, troubling childhood thing of... Which I did not, by the way, triple check if there's anything in the Bible about it, but it was a religious thing of if you're left-handed, you're evil. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's of the devil.
You're going to hell.
It is of the devil. Right. Yep, you're going to hell. Nope, can't have that. I know I thought about that yesterday, and the folks I would ask, they've since passed, God rest their soul. You know how we like just see something in the Bible and we think it means something. It could have been that, or they just separately made this up because that's what we do.
And so you were essentially, I don't want to overuse the word, but as I understand it, forced to use your right hand.
Yes.
So you write left-handed terribly, by the way. I would like that.
It's no better with the right hand.
So might as well use the left hand. But yeah. Almost everything else is done with your right hand?
Gosh, or no. Most.
What about when you go bowling?
No, sports, it's weird. Sports are all left-handed.
All left-handed. Okay, yes. Interesting.
Yep.
So Dawn's handwriting is actually perfect if you want to forge a doctor's note a prescription.
Wait a minute. That's not, I'm sorry. Going back to sports. That's not true either. Good Lord. I throw right-handed. If I'm going to shoot a basket for basketball, this is right-handed, right? If you're using your dog, okay. Right-handed. What's this?
You're batting right-handed the way you're standing right now.
Okay. No, sports are all right-handed, but my left eye, shooting, you know, they ask what your dominant eye is.
Yeah.
It's my left eye.
Okay. But wait, but bowling.
Okay, now bowling is my left hand.
See?
No, wait, God, I haven't been bowling in so long. We haven't bowled together in a really long time. We probably wouldn't remember.
Many years. I don't remember.
It's been so long.
I don't remember. Because your husband's left-handed, and he does bowl left-handed, and so I can't remember with you.
It's either or.
All right.
Either way.
For whatever reason.
This is weird.
So we talked about it, and then the word ambidextrous came up. And it was like, well, okay, Dawn has forced ambidextrism, if that's what it is. And people ask, wait, what is that? Is that a condition? Okay, so I did a little bit of research, but first we got David's email that said, in regards to your conversation about how Dawn does certain things with her left hand and others with her right. I do the same thing. For instance, I, says David, write and throw with my right hand, but I golf, play hockey, and bat for baseball left-handed. Also, my left eye is my dominant eye for shooting or photography, but he writes and throws with his right hand. So he's all over the place.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
He says, this is called being cross-dominant, and it means your brain is just wired differently, which will surprise absolutely nobody who listens to this show about Dawn.
Yeah, not surprised at all. I wipe with my right hand. Do y'all wipe with the hand you write with?
I've never noticed.
Yeah.
I can do both.
Yes, I use my dominant hand primarily.
Yeah, it feels wrong if I don't.
When I broke my right humerus bone of my shoulder.
It was not very funny.
No, it was not. I had to try to wipe with my left, and it was weird.
So it did feel weird.
It
okay.
was so weird. I ended up getting one of those sticks because it was just too weird. It was too weird with that hand. Oh.
Oh, so you see, when I wipe the left hand, it feels weird when I tilt myself, you know, when you tilt on the seat, kind of lift up a little bit. That's where it feels awkward. The hand motion is fine, but I've injured my arm before when I was BMX racing back in the day, and I had to do the left side, and that was the only problem was I was tilting the toilet seat a little awkwardly.
So I did a little research, and first of all, Dawn and the letter writer, they are not what is truly called ambidextrous. An ambidextrous person is equally talented with both hands.
No.
Meaning they are able to use both hands alike with the same talent
That's
level.
Amazing.
With the same results. And
that is so fantastic. If they ever hurt one of their hands or arms, whoop-de-doodly-doo, they can use the other one just as great.
Which is why this one is from Johns Hopkins, but everybody wrote the same thing. I just go to certain trusted sources, which is why such individuals do exist, but they are quite rare. It is
good. They should be.
You're a unicorn if you're truly ambidextrous. You can do anything exactly the same at the same level with both of your or either of your arms or hands.
Do you know if their IQs are higher too when you're ambidextrous? Like, does your brain work on a different level of like a left brain, right brain kind of thing where it communicates better and it can think faster?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. The interesting thing is back to that guy's comment about being what's it called, cross dominant. Mm-hmm. The brain people who have cross dominant brains are their brains are wired differently than the average. Look, nobody's brain is wired the same, but there is a template. There's a template of here's your normal human brain, basically, and then it can be born rewired. It can be rewired by training, like Dawn's was as a child with the hand thing.
Yep.
It can be rewired by drugs. Abuse,
trauma,
all sorts of things. There is no indication that a person with an ambidextrous, who is truly ambidextrous, has a brain that is wired differently. It's a very strange phenomenon that they're trying to figure out. But when you get to cross dominance, this is what occurs when a person favors one hand for certain tasks, like Dawn does, and the opposite hand for other things. A mixed hand, that's another way to put it, person might write with their right hand and do everything else with the left one, or most things. Cross dominance is notable, and in all cases of cross dominance that has been studied, their brains are, quote, imbalanced. They have developed in a different way. So they're balanced, they're wired differently, which allows them to, again, the joke's funny, but it's also true. You know, and for a variety of reasons, Dawn's brain is imbalanced. There's a shock.
Well, and I wonder how my brain started out. Because, right?
Right.
Honestly, because was it already going to be that? Or no, it doesn't seem like it was. So it started out however. And then the Nana and Papa from the old country start rewiring it by not allowing me to use my left hand. And then trauma strikes, right? And
right.
That doesn't,
yeah,
like,
that.
This poor brain.
I mean,
it's.
Yeah, there's.
Oh my God!
I'm almost at the point now, as I've seen you age over our 35 years together, it's almost like you've done that thing where you've been completely miswired, to where you're coming back to almost being wired normally.
I know.
Not quite.
No,
not quite.
I hope never.
As was demonstrated.
Who wants to be normal?
Not
with,
I.
With our
exactly.
with our final update from yesterday, brings us back to the rant yesterday that we had to endure from Dawn. over Maynard, who is the lead singer of Tool and other groups. In fact, Brandon is 96-ish hours away or so. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've got my math wrong on that. But anyway, this weekend, you're going to see not Tool, but Maynard from Tool and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so it's going to be Perfect Circle, Primus, and Maynard's newest side piece, side band, Pussifer. And it's the 60th. It's actually his birthday today. So Saturday will be the big Say Santa, which is his 60th birthday celebration. He's doing on tour right now. And I went to his 50th. So this is like the 10
year. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
And
cool.
Tool is the top of the top for Brando.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that makes this better is he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl, yes. One of the iconic venues in America. An extraordinary. Have you done yet? Because I meant to do this on your behalf, just because I was curious vicariously. Have you checked the weather yet?
I haven't checked the weather, but
because that place, it's extraordinary. It's an outdoor venue, and this is that time of the year where SoCal can be, hit or miss ish. But if it's anywhere close to hit, what a gorgeous evening that's going to be to see the show. But the reason I brought it up is because Maynard's doing interviews, and he had mentioned that he has this, and Brandon has witnessed this at various Tool shows. Mm-hmm. He has this boner for cell phones. Don't record our shows. Don't make the person behind you watch through your phone. If we see you, we're going to kick you out. Brandon's seen that happen, etc. And we got into a back and forth over that, people are rude. Yeah, okay, well, it's not Maynard's job to tell you how to enjoy the show, but wait, he's trying to protect other people, blah, 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 blah. We don't need to rehash the argument. Because because Cameron wrote in about something that I had heard about years ago. I've seen the video. We didn't mention it, and he made a great point. Because one of Dawn's arguments that we can all relate to as performers on this show, to whatever level you think we are, was that artists need to not let things interrupt the show. You just keep going on.
That's what's part of being a professional
and
entertainer.
All of that is true.
Show must go on.
I'm looking at it from a totally different angle. It's just a matter of, Dawn's miswired brain and my perfectly wired brain don't see eye to eye.
Perfectly wired.
So Cameron wrote in to remind me about the incident of, okay, see, I'm looking at it through. I don't think Maynard's distracted by any of this. I think he probably has cell phone trauma from something.
Something.
But he's framing it under the idea of you're ruining it for other people. But to the idea of the show must go on. Cameron reminded me of in the 90s, and there is you can find this on YouTube. In the 90s, a fan got on stage in the middle of a Tool show, and they never skipped a beat. In fact, Maynard himself body slammed the guy, put him in a chokehold, and continued singing the rest of the song.
Oh, that's sick.
While he held the guy in a headlock on the stage until security removed him.
Amazing.
The video can be found on YouTube under Tool Fan Incident.
That's respectable.
Yeah, and it's
100%.
The only bad thing is it's 90s quality video. Yeah. That's the only problem with it when you find it.
Watching the video, it'd be kind of funny if the guy had a thing for being choked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, oops. Oh, my God, dream come true.
Honestly, like, I would love that moment. If I were that fan, it would be amazing.
We got to get to Win Rob's Change. We do it at 6:30 and 9:30. We're doing a mega bucket. So Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, has given us a bunch of clues. So far, they've all been related, but are they even related to the ultimate answer? Like, there's a word, right? The same word has been in each of the first four clues.
But I like to call it a theme.
Yes, for sure. we'll see if somebody's figured out the number. If you have, you're going to win that amount of money. Remember, there's a second separate person who will win using the Circles with an S social media positivity app, which you can download for free in the App Store. I'll explain how that works after we get our next guest. Maybe we're going to get a winner right now. Who knows? Caller 18 gets to win Rob's Change right now at 888-989-9811.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.